This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. A new city, county, and state effort to help people rebuild and recover from the fires. But first, a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans. You heard that on CBS News. State Attorney General Rob Bonta was part of a lawsuit to try to stop that. Bonta says the Constitution gives the power of spending to Congress, and the Office of Management and Budget does not have the power to simply cut it off because the president says so.
OMB is jumping so far out of their swim lane that, frankly, they are out of the pool. This directive completely violates the separation of powers between Congress and the executive branch. That's why we're here, seeking a temporary restraining order to block the unlawful directive from being implemented.
And they got that restraining order. CNN reported that an Office of Management and Budget memo said the freeze is not across the board. It won't impact, they say, Social Security and Medicare. It only targets executive orders that address immigration, foreign aid, climate, energy, DEI, gender identity, and abortion. Now, California, part of a lawsuit to stop Trump's executive order on ending birthright citizenship last week for kids of undocumented immigrants. The judge agreed with that one, too, saying the order was unconstitutional and issued a stay. Craig Fagan reports that surprise move threatens many L.A. programs that help people and funds many city departments.
The administration had said that this was an effort to get their arms around federal spending. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says Los Angeles relies heavily on federal money.
I had heard that the payments that would be frozen would not affect individuals. Still, many of our city departments are dependent on federal funds.
Does this surprise you?
Well, sure. Of course it surprises me. Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of confusion over these presidential orders. We are going to speak with a local congressman live right here on Nonstop News at 5. Right of entry forms to let the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers clear debris from homes in the fire zones now available. Governor Newsom says the state's expediting the process to get those areas cleaned up and make them safe for people to go back and start rebuilding. Now, the debris removal process right now is in phase one. That is the removal of hazardous materials by the EPA. Once that's done, the Corps of Engineers or private contractors is going to be able to move in and physically remove the debris. Mayor Bass's residents will be permitted to do their own debris removal if they choose, but only when it's safe. LA's power players putting together an effort to help rebuild from the Palisades and Eaton fires. Pete Demetrio's got more details on what's being called LA Rises.
Dodgers chairman Mark Walter, his family foundation, and the LA Dodgers Foundation, as well as Magic Johnson and LA 28 chairman Casey Wasserman, were just the first in line to commit to putting money into the rebuilding effort. Governor Gavin Newsom had nothing but praise for their early involvement.
That's the purpose of today's announcement. Again, grateful for this remarkable partnership and these three remarkable co-chairs, Mark, Casey and Magic and their commitment and resolve, backed by close to $100 million and additional philanthropic resources that we look forward to announcing shortly.
$100 million is just the start, and as more wealthy donors kick in their donations, LA Rises will be busy working out the protocols for cooperation with local and state government, ensuring that both individuals and business victims in the Palisades and Eaton fire zones are accorded equal access to grants and other resources to allow rebuilding of those regions as quickly as possible after debris clearing operations are underway. At Dodger Stadium, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Help for people who lost their jobs because of the fires. Mayor Bass says the Economic and Workforce Development Department's Rapid Response Team hosting daily virtual wildfire job loss orientations where people can find out about opportunities, benefits, and health care. Sessions offered Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Saturdays at 10 a.m. And they're conducted in English and Spanish. You can find them at laedc.org. That's laedc.org. Some fire victims are blasting Airbnb. The LA Times reports they claim Airbnb's free housing vouchers were essentially useless. Now, the company did get a lot of praise for offering those vouchers, but some residents say when they applied, they'd never heard back. Others got a voucher but couldn't use it due to restrictions and a 7-day expiration date. Still, other victims were helped. Airbnb.org, a nonprofit funded by Airbnb, teamed up with 211 LA to provide free stays. It says it got 34,000 applications and sent out about 11,000 vouchers. It's not clear how many of those were actually used. How would you like to have your own fire hose? Well, they are doing big business in Southern California these days. Brian Ping has that story.
David Whitman, who sells these personal fire hydrants, tells us he can shoot water 90 feet in the air to the top of a telephone pole, no problem. They tap into your home's water supply and provide firefighter-level water pressure for anything from wetting down your home or your neighbor's home to saturating trees and roofs to watering your plants. And when emergency strikes, they're at the ready for firefighters, something Whitman tells us could have come in handy in our recent fires.
There was a lot of homeowners that were using garden hoses, and there's no comparison between a garden hose, which is like 50 PSI and a small diameter, and a 120 PSI, 1-inch or 1.5-inch fire hose delivering, you know, 60 gallons a minute of water. There's no comparison. So I think Altadena and the residents that were impacted by the Eaton fire, they definitely could have put up a better fight if there was some small fire hydrants scattered in those neighborhoods.
The LA Times says these private hydrants start at nearly $2,000, but Whitman tells us you can get one for as little as $500. I'm Brian Ping, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We'd have more on that big private-public partnership to help LA rebuild from the wildfires. It includes Magic Johnson. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues, presented by my Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Limit 40333 for a free case review. Right now, though, it's been a day of confusion and chaos in Washington after President Trump announced he was moving to freeze trillions of dollars in federal grants and loans. That move blocked at the last minute from taking effect by a federal judge. It says they want to review its legality. She is due to issue a ruling next week. Joining us now live is L.A. Democratic Congressmember Brad Sherman. Mr. Sherman, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
So what do you make of this Trump order to freeze funding? Obviously, a block for now. They'll take another look at this, I think, as we get into next week. But what do you think of it? What do you think was the intent behind it?
I think the intent was just to declare that Trump's in control and that he can smash government he doesn't really care who he hurts. He just wants to show how powerful he is. It's really reckless. I mean, he was out here on Friday sympathizing with the fire victims. And then, you know, I'm sure he signed this without even thinking about the fire victims. But they are getting temporary rental assistance right now. And he signed something that might well have turned it off. I think ultimately the judge will throw this out. But a lot of people were worried. A lot of people call my office and worried. They've lived through enough.
The White House tried to clarify, saying it only applies to some of the programs that President Trump's orders wanted to target, like focusing on DEI, climate change, things of that nature, gender ideology, as they refer to it, and not these other things. But do you think it would still affect wildfire recovery in L.A.?
We don't know. As soon as this came out, the legal staff of FEMA started working to try to figure out whether this would apply. And as of 5 p.m. Today, they couldn't tell me. Fortunately, they didn't have to tell me because the judge stepped in. But they didn't know what they were going to do. So if the lawyers who work for the administration think it might turn off rental aid, then the fire victims obviously are afraid it's going to turn off rental day, temporary rental assistance.
Do you think it's kind of a flood the zone strategy here, as Steve Bannon was famous for talking about flooding the zone so that people wouldn't be able to keep up? Because no sooner had we heard about this freezing of federal funds, which was kind of a surprise, then we got the order from the judge putting a temporary block on it. And then right after that, we heard about the Trump administration sending an email out to all 2.3 million federal employees to offer to buy out their employment for 7 months. And what do you make of that?
Again, he's just taking a wrecking ball to the federal government. And, you know, that has a certain gut appeal because everybody who's dealt with government occasionally gets frustrated. They think it's unfair. It's bureaucratic. But I've got FEMA people who I need working 12 hours a day. They're helping people. First he flies in and says he wants to abolish their agency, and then he offers them 8 months' pay to quit right in the middle of the recovery effort.
I saw a comment online that said that this federal funding freeze, quote, resuscitated the Democratic Party, unquote. Do you agree with that?
I don't think we were in a coma to begin with, but it's clear that Trump is going way beyond what voters thought, what he promised voters. He painted this picture. He's going to control the border and bring down prices. And instead, he's telling FEMA workers to quit in the middle of an emergency.
All right. LA Democratic Congressmember Brad Sherman. Mr. Sherman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Some of LA's biggest names teaming up as part of a new private effort to help the city recover from the wildfires. That's coming up on Nonstop News at 5.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting more on Governor Newsom in L.A. today, announcing a new initiative to raise private sector funds to help in wildfire relief and recovery. The L.A. Rises group is spearheaded by Dodgers owner and businessman Mark Walter, Olympics 2028 organizer Casey Wasserman, and Lakers legend and businessman Magic Johnson. Magic spoke first.
I'm so happy that the governor has asked me to be a part of L.A. Rises because I want to make sure I do my part to bring healing to the city, but also those who lost their home or a loved one. And now if we can just work together to somehow help those areas that were affected by the fires. And I know for me, this is something that I've never seen since I've been here over 45 years. But we can come together and make things better, not just for those areas, but for the entire city. I want to applaud the governor because he's done a tremendous job in a tough, tough situation. We need to understand that, you know, everybody wants a quick response, but it doesn't work like that. You know, it takes time. And so we're going to support him, make sure that all the resources that he needs, we're going to help him to help those who have been affected by these fires. And then I'm here to announce something that's so wonderful. Mark Walters, the lead owner of the Dodgers, and the Mark Walters Family Foundation, as well as the LA Dodger Foundation, has now put up and donated up to $100 million to help in the recovery.
The governor paid tribute to Magic.
And I could not press upon you how grateful I was when Irvin said, I'm all in, because I'm never going to turn my back on LA, and I'm not going to turn my back on the community.
And then Governor Newsom was asked about whether President Trump's going to follow through on promises of wildfire funds for Southern California, especially given this federal funding freeze.
Look, I continue to have all the confidence in the world. I mean this, and this comes from a little bit of experience having worked with President Trump during COVID, one of the most trying and challenging times in this state, in our nation, in the world. We had a partner. Not a sparring partner, a working partner in President Trump during those years. And that's demonstrably true by any objective measure. That was the case. And that's why it was important for me to make that case anew to the president, and was with him just a few days ago, followed up, and have been in contact with the White House following up further. To the extent, situationally, there are some issues today. All those issues get worked out. And we'll work through them as it relates to our recovery. And I'm firmly focused on building that partnership and strengthening our collaborative spirit.
Governor Newsom speaking about LA rises. It's 5:20. Quick check of the markets. The Dow closed up today 137. S&P up 55. NASDAQ up 392. And now, the Business of Entertainment Report.
The new year brings new challenges for iconic fashion house Gucci and its newest CEO, Stefano Cantino.
Father, son, and house of Gucci.
That's Ridley Scott's 2021 movie, House of Gucci with Lady Gaga, based on the book written by Bloomberg's Sarah Forden.
Wanted to write the story of the rise and fall and rise again of the Gucci brand.
In the years since Forden's book was published in 2000,
we've seen it go through another rebirth, but now we're seeing Gucci is at yet again at a crossroads. It's struggling. It has reshuffled its management. It has a new designer.
Collections have failed to impress. Sales dropped 25% in the third quarter from a year earlier. And in October, Gucci parent Kering warned that recurring annual profit could sink to the lowest level in 8 years.
Despite this amazing brand having more than 100 years of history under its belt, it's back at the drawing board trying to figure out how to make Gucci hot again.
I'm Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo from the Barrister Office Suite's Money Desk on KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Tuesday, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.